start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Thank you.
Hey, man, let's shake it. 1, 2, 3.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Wolf. This is the Hound. WFMU East Orange. What was today's instrumental set? Jack and the Rippers was that last thing by request from last week with Heart Attack. Dick Vance and his Domino Band with Nothing Man Nothing. The Torquays with Rompin'. Alfredo Mendita with Run Chicken Run with the great bonehead guitar mistake right in the middle there. And we open it with Link Ray and his Raymond and Hold It. And we have Sally, our redheaded bartender, and the Dinosaur are here.
Yep.
Yeah, gee, guys.
Considering we almost had to walk here today.
Yeah, been a weird week, huh? The full moon lunar eclipse last night.
There was an eclipse last night?
Yeah, lunar eclipse and a full moon in Leo.
How come no one told me?
We're supposed to be able to tell.
Yeah, we figured you were so psychic you were right on top of it. Anyway, what are we going to do today? We have, we got the usual, you know, hillbilly hangover, blues hangover. We have a hillbilly white trash welfare set. Blues hangover. Let's see, we got a martini set. We might not get to everything.
A martini set.
A little tribute to Del Shannon. We got a Vom and lots of trashy old 45s.
Do people know what became of Del Shannon? Is that
common
knowledge?
Well, we'll wait for the news.
Okay.
You know, And, I guess that's what we got. We got a bunch of these stupid old records. Let's start it off. Let's blast it off.
Okay, let's.
Baby, let's have fun. Blast off. Blast off. We'll take a trip to the stars, peace and Mars. Come on, gal, with me. Baby, let's have fun. Blast off. Blast off. We'll take a lover's chase in outer space. Come on, gal, with me. Let's have fun, blast off, blast off. We'll go outside like satellite. Come on, gal, with me.
I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
See? to have love. Well, baby, now travel. Say I have love. Well, travel. And baby, if you need a loving man, will you hear travel? Say I might come by boat. I might come by plane. Baby, I might even catch the train. But if I can't get there that way, then look for me to walk any old day and have love. Well, we'll travel. Say I have love. Well, we'll travel. And baby, if you need a loving man, we'll travel. Say I will travel.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
I woke up last night and thought I was going to die. Oh, sad. I woke up last night and thought I was going to die. Oh, say. My doctor came a running and my family stood by. Well, now, say, he left 3 pop pills for 10, 2, and 4. He left 3 pop pills for 10, 2, and 4. Hey, man, when they hit me, I landed in the middle of the floor. I went to see old Doc and I couldn't get near his shack. Yes, say, they were creeping through the front door and popping right on out the back. I'm telling you, I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I came to pay my bill and brought money for 100 more. And I popped rock and roll. Like I never have before. And I found rock and roll on every inch of that floor. Hey, B.O.B. Bob. Say B.I.L.L.S. Bob Hill.
Subtlety and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man, his children, can be driven to the level with a nigger.
Yeah. The musical noise symptomatic of a decadent and irresponsible youth.
Boys, let's just cut the wah 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 short and get right to the meat of the story.
Took a walk and passed your house late last night.
Friends, this is a story that's near to my heart. And it's the most important thing in the whole world. More important than going to the moon or the PTA or anything. Young love.
All the shades were pulled and drawn way down tight.
Now there, we don't know how many folks is in that living room. But for our purposes, we'll figure that there's two of them, a boy and a girl. And we don't know what it is that they're doing in there. They might be looking at Maverick on TV or eating hot dogs from the snappy lunch. We don't know what they're doing.
From within the dim light cast, two silhouettes on the shade.
Now there's our first clue. See, now we know that they're close together. And we know that they ain't sitting around that living room talking and drinking soft drinks. She's the kind of girl that before he got there, she had that three-way lamp turned down to low, had flea powder on the bar rug, and had on some of that you ain't gonna be able to help yourself perfume. And when he leaves, he's gonna know that he ain't been to no candy pulling.
Put his arms around your waist.
Now there, we can tell that she has had some poor training at home. And probably smokes, too.
Wonder why I'm not the guy. Two silhouettes on the shade.
Now about this boy that's standing around in the yard looking. First off, he ought not to want to be in there with her at all, her being as wild as she is. But if he has got the bound twos, that's worse than having the can't help it's. The thing for him to do is to show up on her porch tomorrow evening before the sun goes down, wearing them Ivy League breeches with that belt in the back, ringing that doorbell in his mouth full of that green chlorophyll chewing gum. And when she comes to that door, he better not even take time to say, hey, how you? He better grab that pretty thing around the neck and he better go to kissing her right off. And when I say kissing her, friends, I don't mean just pecking around her nose and eyes and forehead and like that. No, sir, I mean kissing her. What I mean is flat plant one full on her mouth, and then him and her can both be
two silhouettes on the shade.
Here's one to cut your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
Sweet potato. We'll have a ball.
happy.
Back in the jungle.
Right. Hound here, WFMU, East Orange, and that was the Clovers down in the alley. We heard Andy Griffith with Silhouettes. That goes out to Dave the Spaz. He played the Ray's version of Silhouettes and was wondering, who's making a point that it doesn't make it very clear what's going on in the song, but the Reverend Andy Griffith does explain it pretty
well. Explains it all very clearly.
The Rivenkins with Mama Uma Mau Mau. Macy Skipper and Bop Pills. Richard Berry with Have Love Will Travel. And we opened up with Alden Holloway and Blast Off. And, boy, who checked in already? I guess we got a captive audience in this crummy weather. Anton checked in.
Yeah,
Jeff the Chef.
Good.
Alice. All our pals are out there. Oh, you know, I guess it's time to get to news. It's just like, it's one of those weeks, it's not a dead news week, but all the stories are a little too important for our feeble minds. You know, no, John Gotti's off. That's good. I nobody is sad that John Gotti got off on this charge because it was just it was such a lame case.
Except some prosecutors and maybe the wife of the guy.
But, I mean, most people are happy about it. I'm happy about it because the idea of them, like, tapping people's, bugging people's houses and introducing that in court. Why don't they just put those microphones under George Bush's telephone or something?
Well, if they're
get some real
sleaze. If they're going to do it, they should at least get a little better
better equipment.
Fidelity, perhaps, is the word.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very lo-fi on those recordings.
In my way of looking at things, if you bust up a mafia guy's club and he shoots you in the butt, you guys are even. And that's that. No. And, they did announce Nelson Mandela is supposed to be out 3 o'clock in the afternoon Sunday, which I guess would be 8 o'clock in the morning for us. It's like almost every country in the world is, like, sort of trying to do the right thing except us. Mm-hmm. But as opposed to our news thing, what do we got?
I don't know.
Well, we got the important stuff. Elvis ratings. Tuesday's preview of Elvis did not hold on to the lead-in provided by Roseanne, judging by the national Nielsen's.
I tuned in. I made a point of tuning in.
Tuned
in.
Yeah, my butt saw most of it. Sally saw it. Sally was facing the TV. What'd you think, Sal?
Well, I was having a good time during the show, but I didn't see that much of the show. I liked the beginning, the intro.
Oh, yeah.
The real pictures of Elvis.
Yeah. It's basically the idea of just, like, doing these dramatic recreations of things in Elvis's life. They should have got something, this Elvis going to Sun Records and stuff. It just wasn't that thrilling of a thing. They should have had him with the, videotaping Mary Tyler Moore.
Well,
or
we're
something.
Working up to that now. We
all
got
the good stuff.
There's a whole career ahead. We're talking like 5 years of a series.
I got my eye on the TV
line.
Guide for that when they do the the peanut butter sandwiches flown in from Denver show. That'll be a good one.
Set your VCR for that one.
Yeah.
They're building up to it,
Mm-hmm.
Starting slow. Good Vern, huh? Did you see Vern?
He did look like Vern. He certainly did. He's the only one who really did. The guy who played Scotty Moore was a little retarded.
Oh, how about the guy that played
Bill Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pretty useless. Anyway, it's been a bad week for people I like, both friends and people I don't know, but Del Shannon killed himself couple of days ago, in case you didn't know, in Santa Clarita, California. He put a .22 caliber rifle to his head, and so ends the career of one of the few cool guys, from that era, that in the era of Bobby Rydell and Fabian and all those geeks. Del Shannon certainly cut through it. I saw him live, I guess, about 1985. He was totally fantastic. He looked and sounded great.
Oh, yeah? Still?
And he was...
late day?
Yeah, he was slated, according to David Hinckley here in the Daily News, slated to become a member of the Traveling Wilburys. So they are like the Flying Dutchman old guys. And he never got... Of course, he didn't get into the Rock Hall of Fame, which I guess is a plus. He was a carpet salesman. He's best known, of course, for Runaway. And we're not going to play Runaway. We'll play five ones maybe you haven't... Well, you probably heard a couple of them, but maybe a couple you haven't heard. Because he did, you know, put out a lot of great records. And, oh, takes the Johnny Ace Award for this month. Del Shannon. I know, bummer, right?
Hats off to Larry. baby been on the run so very long? Her folks sent a man to get us. They say we've done wrong. So we run, yeah, we run, yeah, we run from the stranger in town.
Yeah, you can get a hurt, 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 h
States.
Yep. Oh, heads off to Larry, or Dell, and as the case may be. That was Dell Shannon, who shot himself a couple of days ago. I Fall to Pieces. Now, he wrote that. That's the original version, better version than the Peter and Gordon. Yep, he fell to pieces. All right. Little Town Flirt, Counting Backwards, Stranger in Town. That goes out to Ognier. Good luck, pal.
Yeah, good luck, Og.
Hats off to Larry, and we open up with Move It Over. Truly, that's a pretty savage piece of rock and roll, huh?
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah, he did that when I saw him. That's wow, that's great.
Go to Peace is one of my all-time favorite early 60s hits. I didn't know he wrote that. That's a great one.
Oh, the dinosaur. Looks like you got a news story there.
Oh, I got a whole paper, handful, fistful of them. Don't do this one? Why not? Do you hate him?
Hound wants to do it.
You can do it. Go ahead.
from the
dullard desk.
Hound can comment on this.
Yeah.
From the rock dullard desk. EC, Eric Clapton, obviously believes his own hype. Friends of the blues guitarist dining at the new East 20th Street restaurant, Jackalope, good name, say that in filling in immigration forms for his African tour, in the box marked occupation, Clapton wrote simply, legend.
Ooh, old slow hand. Yeah, well, he did manage to have like a whole band who like either killed themselves or their mothers, right?
Yeah, he's the only one who,
except
who,
he stole
who got out of that one alive,
yeah,
or anywhere near alive.
He stole them from J.J. Cale, though. They were J.J. Cale's band, a bunch of Okies who got paid too much money and went crazy.
Oh, yeah, all those guys bought one.
But Eric Clapton, he really is truly worthless. I mean, he was far and away the worst Yardbird. He was the worst guy in the Yardbirds.
They could have called that place Jack-a-hole.
Yeah. I think it's a Polish restaurant before that, Jack-a-me-off. Should we go through some renouncements?
Fine idea.
Our old pal Dale Ashman has a little film festival this Thursday at the Pyramid Club. This Thursday, February 15th. A lot of weird short films.
Male prostitute movies? And
Mob and Riot Control, The Raw Ones, Blind as a Bat, you know, educational type weird stuff. $3 to get in.
Can't beat that.
Tonight over at the Strip, The Projectiles, Havorka, and Herrera and the Handouts. I don't know who any of these people are. Deb, what are you booking over there? Next Friday at CBGB's, Untamed Youth and the Pussy Willows. WKCR, move the dial over one if we're annoying you. They're doing their country festival, and some of our
four
pals
days,
will be on that.
Yeah,
4 days worth of country music. And Billy and Miriam, who've been here many times, they'll be on Tuesday night at 10 o'clock along with Nick Toshes.
No kidding.
Yeah, and the world-famous Blue Jays will be on Monday night at 8 p.m. So, there you go. Is it worth missing, Dave? Well, 8 p.m., yeah, you can catch that then, tune right in the Dave the Spaz, and you've got a whole night of radio there.
Stellar radio.
So, yeah. Stella?
Stella!
What else is going on here? We can do one more news story, I guess. Oh, I like this one. The Walt Disney people have done something fairly cool. They've refused to book their movies anywhere in any theater that is going to show advertising, paid advertising in the theater.
Way to go.
Good.
And, you know, they do have these paid commercials in the movies now, and it's disgusting. But
I've stopped going
the policy
to
will begin in March with Disney's release of the film Pretty Woman. Our patrons don't dislike screen advertising. They hate it, said the president of Buena Vista Pictures, which Disney owns. But that's cool. I'd like to see more of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna pay, what is it now to go to a movie? $7.50 or something?
In New York City, out of the city, it's more like $5 or $6.
They used to show cartoons. Now they show commercials.
Oh. Yeah. Bring back the cartoons and the newsreels.
Newsreels would be good.
Yeah. All right. Everybody who called had a hangover so far.
Yeah, I'm sort of suffering from that condition thanks to.
Well, we have a good hangover.
My good.
Set?
My
we got
good
a blues hangover
team.
Coming up like right now. How about it?
Yeah.
Lonnie Johnson.
Let's do it.
Drinking don't mean a thing. People think drinking can help them, but drinking don't mean a thing. When you think you've drank away your worries, and you find your fool self drunk again. And I smile just to keep from crying. Yes, I drink to keep from worrying. Friends, I smile to keep from crying. I try to cover my troubles so the public don't know what's on my mind. Cloudy, the world seems upside down. Yes, my brain is so cloudy that the world seems upside down. Yes, I would feel so much better if was no liquor around.
I wish I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else. But I'm going to let you slide this time, yeah? You greasy enough. Here through the courtesy of Gertie's Girdles. Gertie's Girdles, first of all, let me ask you girls a personal question. Ladies, when you sit down, do you have a hangover? You might need a Gertie Girdle. Try a Gertie Girdle for the gigantic girl. Gertie's Girdles can keep an unfortunate situation from spreading. And remember, when you use a Gertie Girdle, you're using a girdle made by the first people in the meatpacking business.
With my hook in the water and my cork on top. How in the world can I lose? Yes, with the stuff I got. Said they read me, man, they show bring on the pay. Said they read me, man, they show bring home no pay. Come and take the pay away. Come see me sometime.
I begin to think she might. Yes, I do. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here I need to walk now, begin to think she might. Oh, yeah. No, 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 no.
Gertie's also makes brassieres. They come in three sizes, medium, large, and G. Monetti.
Did you ever hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town? Burning that happened way down in Madison, Mississippi town. Y'all feel it got the burning down my baby laying on the ground. John was there. Blue Eyes was there. Rosie Mae was there. Louise was there. Did you ever hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town? I stood back, was looking in the old building, dumb tumbled down.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Love it too hard, burn your
Well, if you don't fool it, baby, gonna have to leave this town. Yeah, let's rock one more time.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle,
you find the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, don't you know, by the way. Blues Hangover Time, that was, finish it off with Jerry Choo Choo McCain and Turn Your Damper Down. Oh, we heard Howlin' Wolf with Natchez Burning. That goes out from Carrie to Greg. Happy birthday, Greg. And Greg also sent in a card wishing Carrie a happy birthday, but the song he requested, I have sitting at home. I just got the postcard today, so we'll play it next week, Carrie. Heard Guitar Nubbit with Big Leg Woman. Hop Wilson, Rockin' with Hop.
Kid, I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one, huh?
Yep.
Kid Thomas and the Wolf Pack. And Lonnie Johnson and Drunk Again. That goes out to Antone and Jeff, who both who sounded under the carpet, under the weather, and hope you're feeling better. Oh, PSA time, right?
Yep.
Need help parenting? I can show you how. No. A Parent Anonymous parent support group is now forming in Essex County. Our free, confidential weekly meetings can help you develop more loving and positive relationships with your horrible children. For information, referral, or just a talk, call in New Jersey 1-800-843-5437. That number again, 1-800-843-5437. And if you think you need help in this, the parenting thing, do call, because your kids will suffer.
And they'll make you suffer later on.
Right.
They'll
oh,
keep
boy.
You back.
Anyway.
Anyway,
you got a news? I got one.
Yeah,
if you don't.
Why don't you run
The Pennsylvania House of Representatives has passed a bill requiring parental warning labels on certain recordings before they can be sold or offered for sale.
Pennsylvania's getting more and more regressive. They got the strictest abortion law now.
Yeah, horrible place.
Yeah,
anyway,
my home state. They're freaking out.
The bill that, in the absence of a warning label on the cover, prohibits selling or offering to sale recordings of lyrics that explicitly describe, see if you've heard any of these on this show, folks, or advocate or encourage suicide, incest, bestiality, sadomasochism, rape, involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, or that advocate or encourage murder, ethnic intimidation, use of illegal drugs, or the excessive or illegal use of alcohol. Violators can be fined $300 or in prison for 90 days. Now, who constitutes a violator is the retailer of the record, the record store.
Uh-huh.
So that means before they stock a record, they have to, like, listen to the whole thing to make sure it doesn't, you know, tell the kid to go, cornhole the pooch out
back.
Well,
probably through earphones 6 or 7 times.
Who's supposed to put the labels on?
Does it specify? I assume, you know, the manufacturer, but whatever it
so
is.
They should just put the labels on every record that comes in, and then they're covered.
Yeah, right. It's ridiculous.
Slap it on Debbie Boone.
Yeah, Barry Manilow's new sides.
It is pretty stupid, but here's a good one. You know, speaking of packaging, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they have a new set of puzzles.
Heroes on a Half Shell.
Of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And their licensing agents, Mark and Renee Friedman, who were interviewed last week on Channel 2's Hard Copy, it seems that they were horrified to find out that on the packaging there was a swastika on these,
Turtle and Power, folks.
That rings a bell, actually.
Right.
I think I've seen.
These guys who are marketing, they are Jewish, and they didn't even know it. They say they were fairly appalled, but it was too late because it was already in the packaging and it's out there. So, if you don't want your kids, like, getting subliminal swastikas in their head, you might want to keep them away from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Parenting tips from the Hound.
Right. Oh. And what do we do now?
The family.
What do you got?
You got the story from the land of the. Go.
I don't know. I really like this one about the the bondage enhances people's sex lives. Well, it seems a couple were sitting on their back porch enjoying a lovely summer evening, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they heard blood-curdling screams for help coming from the neighbor's home. It appears that they found the neighbor, after calling 911, etc., they found the neighbor lady stark naked and tied hand and foot to her bed. On the floor lay her husband, unconscious, wearing a Batman cape and mask. It became apparent that the couple was both into bondage and fantasies. Mr. Batman had attempted to leap from the dresser onto the bed. In the process, he bumped his head on the ceiling fan and went out like a light, so to speak.
Ooh.
The couple untied Mrs. Batman, revived Mr. Batman, took him to the hospital. Anyway, this little episode certainly gives a new meaning to the term safe sex. I just thought it would be funny if he would have hit the ceiling.
Folks, when you
fell on her unconscious.
When you put the Batman mask on, right, the eye holes, the cape should be behind you,
right,
and the eye holes in the front. So when you leap off the bed onto the old lady who's handcuffed to the bed, then you can see where you're landing.
Just in case, shut the ceiling fan off.
Yeah.
But what if he would have fallen unconscious on her?
On top of her?
Yeah, that would have been unconscious bondage.
A pal of mine, can we mention his name?
I don't know. What's the story?
You know the story, right? Dave from L.A. We won't tell you his last name.
Yeah, don't.
We won't say his last name, but he had taken home the girlfriend of a famous record executive in L.A., tied her to the bed, and then, he was pretty drunk. His alarm clock goes off at 6 in the morning. He's got to go to work. He jumps up, puts his clothes on, runs out the door, leaving Mrs. Record Company executive tied up there. About 6 hours later, the landlord breaks down the door. She's still tied there. She has to go to the bathroom really bad. She had to move out of his apartment and everything. In fact, when Bruce Bennett met the guy finally, after hearing the story many years ago, he actually got down and, kissed the guy's hand, I think. You know who I'm talking about. He was at Nick's wedding.
Yeah.
All right, we've been on mic forever. Let's go right into this next set, and then it'll be time for the Vibe Report, hopefully. Yeah, and then it'll be out in the parking lot for you fun seekers. We got one queued up. What do we got? I think we got one from Peanuts Wilson.
Pistachio.
Yeah. Mr. Cast Iron Arm himself. But I can't seem to find it. There it is. There it is.
Boy.
I said, don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast iron arm. I said, don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast iron arm. Oh, when you mess with me, that only ring my alarm. Jumping with jive. Oh, well, the music was a rocking and the joint was a jumping with jive. Oh, well, the same cool number made the same old move.
I hit him in the head.
I said, don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast on arm. I said, don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast on. I said, don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast on.
to the mat with me, boy.
You took my heart, you tore it apart. I tell me that it's all I want, they ain't never part. Get it loose. Tell me, where are you? Well, you know you love me, baby. Why you treat me the way you do? I need you love. You thought it was funny. And now you're coming back with no, no, honey.
Groovy boy, I'd like to strap you on sometime. Hey, fellas, a teenage doll. Hey, teenage doll. I dig you so. You just hold me tight. And don't let me go. You know I love her, and I'm always thinking of you, teenage doll. Hey, 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 teenage doll. You thrill my heart. You say you'll be mine. We'll never part. You know I love her, and I'm always thinking of you, teenage doll. Oh, I need you, baby, you fall in my home. I think you're my heart too much. And all my teenage lips is always your sweet lips to touch. Hey, teenage doll, just one thing more. You are the one that I adore. You know I love. Oh, I need you, baby. You fall in my heart. I think you're my heart too much. And all my teenage lips, 'cause that is your sweet lips to touch. Hey, teenage doll, just one thing more. You are the one that I adore. You know I love her. I'm always thinking of you, teenage doll, my teenage doll.
One other thing we want to mention about rock music, and then we'll pull the whole thing in together. But one big thing about rock music that we have not mentioned is that it's loud. It's loud. No question about it. The kids say if it ain't loud, it ain't no good, and they're right.
Dick Man, you're on an eco trip.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound, WFMU, East Orange. That was Lee McBride with Confusion. Counting backwards, Rex and Herb, Come Back, Big Bertha. Larry Lindsay and Teenage Doll. Gene Terry and Cindy Lou. And Peanuts Wilson. He was Roy Orbison's lead guitar player. And Cast Iron Arm. And,
Would that be him?
Yes, I think it could probably maybe be that time of the day. Airline, yeah. Hello.
Hello, The Hound.
Roscoe. Whoa, perfect timing.
How about it?
How about that? So you out to lunch with the booking agent?
No, I didn't. I told him to hold all the business meetings until I finished watching the Outlaw Josie Wales.
Ooh, you get to the spanking part yet?
I think it's in the next 20 minutes.
Ooh, wow. Maybe you can hold the... Well, if it gets there while you're on mic, hold the mic up to the TV and we can hear the spanking. My favorite part of the movie.
I know, but see, right now they just got the Indian girl.
Mm.
You know where he is? He just
right.
got the guys in the fur traders.
Oh, right. That's a good part.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's today's vibe?
Today's vibe is brought to you by the Sco, who can be seen in the Lower East Side making a fool of himself.
Making a what? Oh, making a fool of himself.
Yeah, where you been, Ben? You finally got out of bed?
Yeah, I've been out of bed, but my party hat just has not been on, you know, Sco. I've been kind of depressed. I wanted to talk to you about it for a few hours.
He has happiness disease.
Well, this is as good a time as any.
Yeah, see, Ben, I think you got to start by eliminating that word from your vocabulary.
Say what?
You got to eliminate that word from your vocabulary.
Which word?
Depressed.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's easy to do.
That's a good starter.
Okay, all right. I can do that.
Now you should just refer bummed to yourself out. As kind of bummed out.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of bummed. And then we'll move you up to, like, halfway bummed. And then pretty soon you won't even be bummed.
You know, people wouldn't have these problems if they still made speed.
Yeah, there you go. Put a smile on your face.
I was looking for you last
night,
rocket
in your pocket.
Where were you last night?
Last night... I hit a few things. I was, you know, first I was doing the Warner deal, you know, with the...
Friday night bar run.
Friday night bar
Avenue.
Run. And we went for some Thai food, which was pretty good. I smelled it on my hands when I woke up.
Sounds like you're still feeling it.
Yeah, and then I ran into the Jer at the basement where the Rivington guys were doing their fresco and mistreating their women.
And doing what?
You know, the Rivington school thing.
Their thing.
Then we hit the Ludlow bars. You know, they took the wall out of the Ludlow Street Cafe.
Oh, how is that now, by the way?
It's pretty good. And Jeremy, being just about the king of the Ludlow, he just goes in there and demands beers. It's sort of like his extortion payoff deal he's got with them.
Now they gotta give him free beer to not play there?
Yeah. I think so. That's pretty much the vibe. I mean, this evening, probably be some sort of booze cruise.
Did you see Dave Dinkins playing the vibes in the paper this week?
Really?
Yeah, they had him with a pair of vibes. He's trying to steal your act.
Uh-huh. Mm,
they get him a cowboy hat. They might. Then you might have some to be able to work together.
Dinkins?
It's just an idea. Oh, private joke.
The cowboy hat song. Yeah. Actually, now they just went into town, and I think Sandra Locke is going to be making her appearance pretty soon.
Hmm.
I don't know if you can really hang on until they, you know, she gets captured.
We can imagine it ourselves, I guess.
Yeah. Don't get her dirty. I might buy her myself.
Ooh.
The famous line.
Yes.
It's the famous line. Well, you guys, going back to your rocking.
Okay, thank you, Roscoe.
And we'll check in with you on the Saturday evening, booze cruise.
You know.
About it.
Aloha, Sco.
Just a little bum, Ben.
See ya, just a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know, but...
Ben,
there could be something.
You can get him a Batman suit.
Some reason for this, I think. We have a story coming up.
A Batman suit and a wife I can tie up.
Do you guys have fun back there?
Yeah.
Okay, because we got the vom set. This might cheer Den up.
Okay,
let's kick it off one time with the Swamp Rats. I meant to turn off the chickens and I turned off the Swamp Rats. Let's try it again.
Play the chickens at full.
They're from
blast
your hometown,
for 3
Dan,
minutes.
Pittsburgh.
All right.
You know.
I know that town.
There it is.
Girl, she wept for me.
Not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
Climbing a wall, stay there.
This is a hit!
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
This is
for me.
put your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
I got saved. I used to think I knew it. Man, I swore through it. Things like Al-Jetta. Ain't things that matter. That's one thing I can do without. I'm not talking, but that's what I got saved. Things I say. People see and be that. I reached the third conclusion. I don't express confusion. Don't call me, baby, I'll call you. Talking, that's what I got to say. People say a thing that reaches a conclusion. That only express confusion. That's one thing I can do without. Talking, that's what I've got to say. Messages are awful. Not just being awful, that's what things are blended. Not just being offended, that's one thing I can do without.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound, then this is WFMU. East Orange, 91.1 on your blaster, yeah.
Everyone always smiles.
Speaking of our little ray of sunshine, the dinosaur.
The happiness.
Big dinosaur was a long, tall lizard. Walked Avenue B like a slow blizzard.
What's going on there,
I forgot to mention that I'm broke, too, so you can't really go out and drink if you're broke, you know? I mean, you can if you got a sponsor.
You got enough women out there to take care of you, Den.
An alcohol sponsor.
You know enough bartenders for that, Den.
Yeah, between, you know, your fan club and your bartender pals.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to go too far with that, you know.
Well, if you're...
You want to have some tip money, you
this
know.
This is true.
Jeez.
Anyway, that was today's Vom set. Ending up there with the Yardbirds, I'm Not Talking. We heard the Groupies with Primitive. The Chocolate Watch Band from their swell new Rhino Records CD. And I was sitting there standing. We heard the Hangman of Fairfield County with Stacy, and we opened up with the Swamp Rats and Louie Louie.
From Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh.
That did cheer me up. You were right.
Yeah, that's brutal. We can play it again.
1966.
You feel your mood slipping. We can play it again a few more times.
All right. Maybe I'll just make a loop of that.
Yeah.
Play it in my house.
Anyway, for an update on the FMU legal situation, you can tune in every Wednesday at 12:15 and get the update. Or you can pick up the latest issue of Lowest Common Denominator. It's actually, it really is the worst issue ever. But
I haven't seen it. It's right here behind me, huh? Well, this is the thing that Wild Girl's ranting about, right?
Well,
there's
a hound.
But you can, if you don't have a copy or you don't know where to find one, and it is in a lot of places, you can call area code 201-678-7743 and get one mailed right to your door.
No kidding. Can't
yep.
beat that.
Yeah. Okay, let's go through the renouncements one more time. Tonight at the Strip, the Projectiles, Havorka, Herrera, and the Handouts. I don't know. You'd move on that
your
one.
Your call, yeah.
Next Friday over at CBGB's Untamed Youth and the Pussy Willows. Dale Ashman presents Weird Shorts at the Pyramid Thursday night about 10 o'clock, I think.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Yeah, lots of bizarre short subjects from the vintage short subjects from the 50s through 70s.
$3, cheap.
Yep. And, oh yeah, our pals who will be on the WKCR Country Music Festival, the world famous Blue Jays, Monday night at 8 p.m. Billy Miller and Miriam Lina along and Nick Tosh is Tuesday night, 10 p.m. And that's it for announcements. And that's it, great, for what are we going to do?
News, maybe?
Well,
got any more news you
yeah,
got?
Yeah, I got one. Condom tester just bursting with pride in his work, so to speak. Garage mechanics listen to pings and piano tuners for plunks, but Don Marlowe's job is to wait for the next pow to shatter the silence of his lab. Seems he's a mechanical engineer. He's the government's chief condom tester, and the explosions come from an airburst test he's perfecting to measure sample condoms' resistance to pressure. Here's a job for you, Dan. He works in a nondescript building in which the Food and Drug Administration share with a furniture store in Rockville, Maryland. In 1 year, 115,000 condoms were tested for pinholes or tears, resulting in rejection of more than 30 million imported condoms and the recall of 3 million domestic condoms. Quote, "Someone new coming into the lab gets over the bathroom humor about condoms very quickly. This is serious business."
Yeah, I bet those beds in the furniture store come in handy.
Well, it's good that a guy in that position is taking his business seriously, you know?
Yeah, we must get tired.
I thought it was a joke, and
fast.
Like,
must,
you know, oh, yeah, let's pass this one.
I guess they have, like, an expense account for oysters and zinc tablets for the guy. Anyway, my coffee's getting cold, right? I better start this, or you want to do another news story?
Did you hear the final count on the guy that was busted bringing the Coke condoms in on the
what,
Avianca
70,
flight?
I think it was.
The last I heard was 102.
They're still unraveling his intestine, right?
They're still coming out, I guess.
Yeah, they got his intestine, they're pulling it out, looking for him. Oh, let's just do this. What we got queued up? Willie Egan. I like this one a lot. And you will, too, whether you like it or not. WFMU.
Oregon. different breed of chow mein. You see it instantly in its bold new bean sprout. It's crisp, aggressive, water chestnut. Talk about extras. You want bucket bamboo shoots? Power onions? You've got it, mister, in the 1966 Chungking chow mein. Outside, too, you'll notice the revolutionary styling of its round can right away. Wraparound labels, more pickup in the two cans taped together. That's standard equipment on this baby. Look at the way she handles. In the bottom can, independent vegetable suspension. And in the top can, where the action is, over 27 cubic inches of succulent Chungking sauce, loaded with high-performance chicken. Step up to the tuned chow mein. The 1966 Chungking.
The little red duck, say you sure are ugly, but you sure can dance. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. My mama's in the bed, papa's in jail, sister's on the corner hollering petitions for sale. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Butcher, and I'm not a butcher's son, but I can trim a little meat until the butcher boy comes. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. I'm not a nutcracker, the nutcracker's son, but I can pop some nuts until the nutcracker comes. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Hey, you stick out your can, here come the garbage man. I'm gonna save my nickels, put them in a glass. I'm going downtown, I'm gonna buy me some apples. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Up the hill, I push the cart. I push so hard, you can hear me sneeze. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man.
Of today, the music of a generation freer and happier than any before us. The music of a people more alive, more alert, more carefree.
Let's do the wiggle, the waggle, the woggle, woo. Simple, silly, crazy, too. Just starting, slipping, sliding through. If I can, you can do it too. Just give a wiggle of your waggle, a woggle of your woo. That's a wiggle waggle, woggle woo. I got a brand new dance that should give you a thrill. It's easy to do because most standing still. You can have it, you can even be fat. Grab yourself a chicken, hold it tight like that. So gather around you fellas if you wanna be in style. Dance off in the corner, really wiggle a while. Let's do the wiggle, the waggle, wobble, woo. Simple, silly, crazy too. Just starting, slipping, sliding through. If I can, you can do it too. Just give a wiggle of your waggle, a woggle of your woo. Wiggle, waggle, woggle, woo. Yourself a partner, now swing her on the floor. Give her one good wiggle, she'll be coming back for more. Clap your hands in rhythm, pat your feet in time. But don't forget to wiggle as you shuffle down the line. Throw in a little Charleston, a little boogie too. Try a bit of anything, I'll leave it up to you. Let's do the wiggle, the waggle, the woggle, woo. Simple, silly, crazy too. Starting, slipping, sliding.
nipping Jean Noble with that good word about that fine royal crown hairdressing.
Wait, hold it. Start again. Just get it right. I'm really ripping Jean Noble.
I'm really ripping Jean Noble with that good word about that fine royal crown hairdressing. All the chicks I know really goes for royal crown. And yours truly, little Richard, really goes for the chicks with that royal crown look. Take it and go, Hoss.
Good. Okay, now this one.
Hi, Jean Noble. How the old disc jerky?
I'll talk and you answer. We're on the turntable right now. Everybody's favorite, little Richard. Come in, man.
Slipping on a slide in Jean Noble with that good word on royal crown hairdressing. Everywhere I go, and I goes just about everywhere, the girls are really gone on royal crown hairdressing. Even old long tall Sally use it. You know something, Jean? I goes for the girls with that royal crown look, cause man, she's got it.
This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold blooded hound. WFUM. No,
from you.
Let me do another one. Ah, there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
I got a letter from my baby. She says she's coming home today. I got a letter from my baby. She says she's coming home today. Oh, well, my baby wasn't lying. She was coming home to stay. Sugary, sugary. I got a pencil and a paper, and I sit right down to write. I got a pencil and a paper, and I sit right down to write. I said I miss you in the daytime, but I miss you more at night. Station. She had a baggage in her hand. Oh, well, I met her at the station. She had a baggage in her hand. I said, I love you, pretty baby. I'll make you happy if I can. Sugary, sugary.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Down here, WFMU, East Orange. Listener-sponsored radio right down the block from the Uppsala College campus. And for more on our legal situation, try listening every Wednesday afternoon at 2:15, and Ken will clue you in as to what's happening in our struggle to stay alive against the forces of evil and stupidity. And that was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Sugary. We heard Little Richard on an alternate take of Directly From My Heart to You. Stick McGee with the Wiggle Waggle Woo. Roscoe Holland with Stick Out Your Can. He was an R&B piano player.
I like that.
Made his living playing in Alaska, like the only R&B piano player up there, so he always had a gig. And Willie Egan opened it up with
Songs
Don't
like
You
that.
Don't Know Where She Went. Oh, should we get to the Hound mailbox?
Oh, yeah.
We rarely read our mail, but what the hell? We got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to send in some mail, maybe we'll read yours on the air. You can just send it to the Hounds, WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. And don't forget to get your letters in of support for our legal fight. Anyway, you guys are Hound. This is, you guys are...
No, Deer Hound?
No, it just
Come
says...
Come on, Deer Hound.
It just says Hound. You guys are turning pussy or something.
Oh.
Maybe you're just getting old and soft. Hate to think you're knuckling under some kind of pressure. I hardly call you guys horses butts anymore. Actually, it wasn't butts, but I don't think I can say the other word. Maybe it's me. Hell, I'd hate to think there are more like me around. Get a little fire under it. No matter what, you're still better than most, blah, 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 blah. He makes a request for a song. I don't know what the song is, neither does he. Blah, blah, blah. I guess he's mad that I'm not making people mad anymore. It's signed R. Ratala. Well, pal.
You don't make him mad anymore, so he's kind of mad about that.
Make him mad, or you're not mad enough. I don't know.
Pal, I'm gonna let you slide on that one, buddy.
More 5-minute
You're
rants,
greasy enough. I don't know. Do another PSA. Make this look like a real radio station.
Okay.
Yeah, and I got a news story.
States of addiction. Anarchists working in the area of drug treatment alternatives and critiques of current treatment modalities, quote unquote, 12 steps, tough love, and the so-called war on drugs. Anarchist forum at Workman's Circle. 369 8th Avenue, that's on the corner of 29th Street in Manhattan, Thursday, February 22nd. So there you go. You drug fiends might want to check that one out.
That's interesting.
So from the news desk?
Yes. Where all these kind of stories seem to come from, Manchester, England. Dentist Neil Lara was acquitted yesterday of indecently assaulting 7 women patients after a judge ruled that Valium could have caused sexual fantasies. Lucky draw on the judge. Laura, 32.
Judge decided it's not a jury?
Laura, 32, was accused of fondling 6 women in his office and sexually assaulting another after following her home. But the judge ordered the jury to acquit him. But the judge ordered the jury to acquit him after a leading
anesthesiologist.
Yeah, but that they have a different anesthetist.
Anesthetist.
Yeah, testified that Valium injected as a relaxant could have caused the women to believe in quote unreal experiences.
Oh, blank.
So the woman just imagined that the guy followed her home.
Oh. From the arbitrary guide to popular culture that's sitting right in front of me here, there's a record collector swap meet and art show to benefit the AIDS Resource Foundation for Children at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick from noon to 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, and the Blisters and the Mad Daddies will both be playing, and it's $3, and that money goes to benefit children with AIDS.
Good cause.
Yes.
There ever was one.
Yeah.
Jeez. Talk about a rough deal.
So what did we decide about that Elvis TV show?
Elvi. Well, you have a second chance,
all these
chance,
movies
I
that
guess,
are being
on,
made
on
are,
Sunday.
Or even more. They're making a Jackie Wilson movie now.
I was reading that in the crapper.
And
that's
of course, they're doing the Jim Morrison story, which I can't wait for.
10 years in the making. And isn't Oliver Stone doing 2 Jim Morrison movies?
No, he's doing 2 Danny Sugarman movies. He was like the kid who hung around there.
Oh, okay, right.
Wonder who's going to play Iggy.
Who's going to play Jim Morrison?
Oh, somebody Bruce? Retarded. Somebody
Bruce
ridiculous.
For Jim Morrison?
Bruce is playing Dennis Wilson. They're also making an Art Pepper movie. I mean, what is there to the Art Pepper story? The guy was just a total junkie. It's all he did. I mean, it was like steal money, cop dope, shoot up, play some jazz at night.
The Matt Dillon movie was sort of a success. You know, William Burroughs would get in.
Well, no, it was that Bird movie was sort of a success. That was terrible. Anyway, in other New Jersey court news, the suit of Mike Batlin and Duck Sutphin against Bruce Springsteen for alleged breach of promise and failure to pay overtime is rolling through more depositions and attempts to acquire Bruce's pay records and other documents, which they're having a hard time getting. Anyway, one side contends that Springsteen is a hypocrite, and the other feels it's a nuisance suit. We'll keep you updated, but, boy, I hate that guy. Oh, I guess, you know, the sun is starting to go down. You wanted to just do the martini set, or we got another news story?
Why not?
I'm not paying attention here. I did sort of a modified martini set, kind of an upbeat, more like
sort of swinging.
Slightly swinging martini set. Let's kick it off with Lionel Hampton. He was jamming with David Dinkins this week. This would remind me. I like this song.
Go for it.
Lavender Coffin. How about that? I did it again. I turned up the turntable instead of the microphone. Sorry.
Life playing dice and the horses. Yes, 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 yes. from Saratoga to Timbuktu.
Hey, Saratoga.
And now that I'm running my last mile, honey,
what's going on?
Please make my wish come true. All I want is lavender coffin, white gardenias all around, swing bands playing the funeral march as they roll me into the holy ground. All I want is 11 sweet maidens, they're all singing that you got to be hip. Singing around my lavender coffin, swinging in the funeral steps.
St. Peter,
I'm a-coming.
St. Peter,
yes, I'm a-coming today.
St. Peter,
yeah, I'm a-coming. So open all the gates on my judgment day. Hear those angels solemnly singing, and Gabriel blowing funeral sound. That's all I want is my lavender coffin when they lower me into the holy ground.
St. Peter,
well, I'm a coming.
St. Peter,
woo! I'm a coming.
St. Peter,
hey, Peter, I ain't been bad. So open the gates on my judgment day.
Smooth and mellow,
that you just can't miss. With Italian Swiss, Italian Swiss colony wine.
The greatest.
Took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of driving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Treasure, you call the plays, I'll dig the ways.
Hey, Daddy-o, I'm not so crude as to drop my mood on a square from way back. I'm in there and have to dig life with Father, and I mean Father's slack.
Well, baby, your play gives my wig a solid flip. You snap the whip, I'll make the trip.
Well, listen to boots and we'll boom on down. We'll knock out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-feet combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see. Fall in there, and we'll see some sights of the house of blue lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs. That's the treat of the trees. This one is to be those fine 8-piece. You want to spend the rest of your price down at the house of blue lights. The house of blue light.
Nobody cares about me. Ain't even got a friend. Baby's gone and left me. When will my troubles end? Like night is falling. Oh, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby. But now another day is gone. I've got no one to talk with, to tell my trouble to. Don't even know I'm living since I lost you. Like night is falling. Oh, I hate to be alone. Keep crying for my baby, but now another day is gone.
Martini Into the Sunset and East Orange set there.
Mm-hmm.
With Charles Brown with Black Night is Falling. We heard Ella Mae Morris and Freddie Slack with The House of Blue Lights. Nat King Cole, Mr. Martini set himself with Straighten Up and Fly Right. Louis Prima and Keeley Smith with that totally bizarre reprocessed stereo version of Oh Babe. And I'd play the mono version, but we don't have any more 78 turntables. Or actually, we have 78 turntables with no needles for them. Lionel Hampton with Lavender Coffin opened it up. And, WFMU East Orange, did
you
say that? What's going
okay
on?
There?
Yeah, I'm all right.
That's,
I'm just sort of drifting off into that black night myself.
I saw you go white there.
You got a news story?
Second.
You got any more news?
Oh, we got tons of news over here. You Sally.
Come on, Sal. Don't be
on
mic shy.
When she saw this one.
Oh, this one, I don't know. I'm not ready for this.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, I'll go with this one then. Candidate says he didn't know use of homosexual epithet was offensive. Anaheim, California. California assemblyman who called a group of homosexual protesters faggots said he was unaware the term was offensive, but still refuses to apologize.
What's this guy's name?
We'll guess. Gil Ferguson, Assemblyman Gil Ferguson. I didn't even know that...
Let me guess, he couldn't have been a Republican.
I didn't even know that faggot was a derogatory term. That's what I've always heard them called. I know that people don't call them queers anymore. I won't call them gay, though. I don't think there's anything gay about it. It's depressing. He goes, his original quote was, he's a Republican running for the state Senate. He was picketed by homosexual rights groups earlier in the day during a campaign appearance in Orange County. "I don't care about them," Ferguson told reporters. "I'm a retired Marine. A couple of faggots out there aren't going to scare me." Wait. This is good. Later he said, "I have learned since this morning that they have you should bear this in mind, Hound. They have style manuals about etiquette and what you're supposed to call people. I could have called them sodomites."
Yeah, him and Andy Rooney.
Ferguson. Yeah, Andy Rooney. He's sort of mired in a bunch of
if
stuff.
If CBS
now.
Was really cool, what they could have had on the news was they could have had Jimmy the Greek on there giving odds about how long Andy Rooney would get to keep his job. But the thing is, the problem is he got suspended for 3 months. The guy who did the interview did a phone interview and didn't tape it. What kind of reporter does a telephone interview and doesn't tape it?
Proof.
I don't believe that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Apparently it's, well, the whole thing was originally about racist remarks, but it turned out printed in a gay magazine or something.
Right, the Advocate.
Yeah, there was another slant on the thing, so to speak.
Anyway,
they were after
we got
him.
Another news story?
Well, this one's good. Theron and Lila Mary Morris transplanted snowbirds from Detroit with a poodle named Peppy.
This is Pompano Beach, Florida.
Kept a well-tended yard in their mobile home community. They were regular churchgoers, blah, blah, blah. And they're charged with murder, accused of killing their 42-year-old son in a deadly double cross. I guess they schemed with their ex-convict son to kill his former wife and her 10-year-old daughter. But that backfired, so they turned on their son after they learned that coverage had lapsed. They were angry at their son.
Oh, on the insurance policy,
right?
Yeah.
On Harris insurance policy, but they realized that his was good for 70 grand, so they killed him.
The family that slays together stays together.
He said that they were angry with their son because he sold them bogus cocaine for $1,000 that they had intended to resell.
To his own parents?
Yeah. Listen to this. At the end it says...
Nice guy.
This is they indicated, this was at the trial or whatever, they indicated that they had a rough life with him, the lieutenant said. They figured they could get rid of the problem child and pick up $70,000.
Well, better luck next
time.
Too
bad they didn't call in for tips on parenthood.
Parenting.
Yeah.
We got our white trash on welfare hillbilly hangover, which we know you've been sitting tight for. Yep, let's kick it off with Guy Drake in that welfare Cadillac.
Much. In fact, I've been poor all my life. I guess all I really own is 10 kids and a wife. This house is a live-in, mine, but it's really a shack. But I always managed somehow to drive me a brand new Cadillac. Back door steps, they done fell plumb down. Front screen door's off and laying somewhere out there on the ground. Wind just now whooped another piece of that old tar roofing off the back. Sure hope it don't skin up that new Cadillac. Front porch post, they'll loose the bottom. It don't make no sense to fix them because that floor just too darn rotten. Wintertime, we sometimes have some snow blows in through the cracks. Just too bad we just all pile up and sleep out there in that new Cadillac. Now, I know the place ain't much, but I sure don't pay no rent. I get a check the first of every month from this year federal government. Every Wednesday, I get commodities by sometimes 4 or 5 sacks. Pick them up down to welfare office driving that new Cadillac. Now, some folks say I'm crazy, and I've even been called a fool. But my kids get free books and all of my free lunches at school. We get peanut butter and cheese, and man, they give us flour to the side. Of course, them welfare checks, they meet the payments on this new Cadillac. The way that I see it, these other folks are fools. They're working and paying taxes just to send my young'uns through school. Salvation Army cuts her hair and gives the clothes we wear on her back, so we can dress up and ride around and show off this new Cadillac. But things still gonna get better yet, or at least that's what I understand. They tell me this new president put in a whole new poverty plan. Well, he's gonna send us poor folks money. They say we're gonna get it out here in stacks. In fact, my wife's already shopping around for her new Cadillac.
Okay, mighty fine, mighty fine. Hey, hey, and howdy to everybody out there in radio land. This here's Lester Moran, old road hog, and his Cadillac Cowboys. Mighty neighborly of you to let us in your living rooms for the next 15 minutes of good old country music. We're coming at you this morning through the courtesy of Burford's Barbershop. You can always get clipped at Burford's. That's B-U-R-F-O-R-D. Everybody gets trimmed at Burford's. Okay, boys, right now we're going to start things off here this morning with old Wichita, getting him up here at the mic playing takeoff guitar. You got that thing tuned this morning, boy?
Yeah.
What you going to do for us? Okay. There's a good one.
Drop down back to Cure D, boy.
Great society is a mighty fine thing. Loafing in the winter and playing in the spring. Government checks are going to start any day. Says that fella down Texas way. Steve King's holding to a worn-out rope. Daddy-O's working on a torn-up boat. Crowds don't gather like they used to do when old Steve made his Waterloo. 50 horses getting weaker every hour. Daddy-O said, we done lost our power. He said, Daddy-O, hold to your seat. This great society's gonna put us on our feet. Daddy-O looked at the king and said, there must be an easy way to earn a little bread. Now I've heard tell that at 65, this great society's gonna keep us alive. Steve King pounded his chest and said, make a mistake, we're gonna be fed. No more trading at the country store, with food coming straight from the White House door. If the poverty checks start rolling in, Daddy-O, we're in business again. Water's gonna ripple and the waves are gonna fly. Better go, Daddy-O, bye, bye, bye. This old boat, they move again. We start using that high octane. Classiest thing that's ever been afloat. A chartreuse Cadillac pulling our boat. If the check comes soon, it's gonna be tough. With brand new skis, I'm gonna be rough. And if that water gets the best of me, we ain't sweating cause Medicare's free. Daddy-O's check should be a little more. That long-legged stork is coming to his door. He'll keep him coming back once every year, as long as that cash keeps coming in. My mailbox door is open wide. Just slide that poverty check inside.
Hey, mighty fine, mighty fine. That's mighty fine. Didn't know if he's going to get through at me or not, because we's up late last night picking and a-grinning for some of our good friends over in Hogan County at Moose Lodge number 13. But you can hear him sing that song each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. That's the same dance that used to be held in the Volunteer Fire Hall before it burnt down. By the way, don't forget to go by and see Burford and tell him old Road Hog sent you. Everybody that's ever been there has had a close shave. All right, then. Now let's call on two fine fellers up here to Mike. One of them's better looking than the other, and I ain't going to say which one. I don't want to get no fight started here this morning. Old Road Hog's just funny now. Of course, I'm talking about Red and Wesley, the two young country singers. Boys, what pretty duet you got picked out for us this morning?
Why, baby, why?
Why, baby, why? That's a good one. Okay, Wichita, I'll give him a kickoff.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now. Guitars and I like a fiddle, and that's the kind of soul it takes to fan my flame. Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy, kind of frail and ruddy, so I'll have to work to be somebody. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hi, everybody. It's Buck Owens here. And you know you're listening to radio station WFMU. And you know that it's 91.1 FM. And this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Well, thanks a lot.
I like your style. I think you got what it takes, man.
I got the hungriest for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, I ain't got nothing but the shirt on my back and an old two-button suit. I walked out of my job about a week ago, and now I'm sleeping in a telephone booth. But I'm gonna be the richest guy around the day you say you're mine. I got the hungriest for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, when I first saw you, babe, you nearly made me wreck my old 49 Cadillac. I knew at a glance that it was you for me. Yeah, I had to have your love by heck. I'm gonna follow you, baby, wherever you go. I got nothing to lose but my time. I got the hungriest for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Overjoyed, but it didn't take long till the thrill was gone. I joined the ranks of the unemployed. Now I'm right back where that I started from, but that ain't gonna change my mind. I got the hungriest for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Yeah, I'm waiting in your welfare line. Give me a handout. I'm waiting in your welfare line.
Mighty fine. Thank you very much. I always enjoy doing that for all you folks out there. Well, it's sacred time on the show. Like to send this one out this morning to all our sick and shut-in friends. This is the time of the show when the boys take off their hats and gather around the microphone for an old-time hymn.
Back in the States.
Right. Okay, that was our white trash on welfare set. Yeah, then we heard Hazel Atkins with WPA, Man Who Knows. Hazel gets crazy money, actually. That's like something with that Social Security gold check, yeah. But I guess he put in his time on the DPA back when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Buck Owens, waiting in your welfare line. Merle Haggard, I'm a white boy. I know, what a moron. Ski King Beatty and This Great Society. That was, you know, that reading that Lyndon Johnson thing in the New Yorker over your house, that really, I think that inspired the whole set. Give it up with Guy Drake and Welfare Cadillac.
Glad to know that.
Anyway, we got time for a little bit more, I guess. We got to play the condition for borrowing the van to get out here today was to play the van owner's new tape, So, you know, this is obviously something that doesn't really quite fit in.
Doing it with a smile.
Courier Moves by Mr. Thing. And we'll play that. That'll be after we get the request for the, Baby, What Do You Want Me To Do Out of the Way? Lori S. is up at 6.
Thanks, Mr. Thing.
We'll be back next week. I'd like to thank Denois. What's he doing out there anyway?
He's screaming from the kitchen. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe snuffling up a few extra pistachio fruit.
Sally, the bartender?
Yep.
And we'll be back next week. Lord, the crook, you know.
down.